Rediscovering Richmond is made possible by Historic Richmond Foundation, working to promote, protect, and preserve Richmond's architectural history with the goal of economic progress and cultural enrichment. Online at historicrichmond.com.
Author Brooke Smith continues to rediscover some of Richmond's historic places and spaces. And today, Brooks, you're going to talk about a place that may not be as familiar to most Richmonders as some of the other places that we've talked about this year. Tell us about it.
Well, you're absolutely right. This is a place with history and legacy, and I would say heart-rending human interest, but it's not on the Nickel Stop tour. It's not on any tourist map that I'm aware of, and probably isn't on the beaten path that most of us travel every day to and from work and home. The place is at the corner of Charity and St. Paul's Street in Gilpin Court, North Jackson Ward, and it is now occupied by an organization known as the Friends Association for Children.
Well, what's the history of that place, and why is it so significant in Richmond's history?
Well, in the wake of the Civil War, many freed black children were left orphaned or abandoned by their former owners. And a former Richmond slave named Lucy Goode Brooks rallied to their cause and convinced her group of friends, known as the Ladies Sewing Circle for Charitable Work, to start an orphanage. And they reached out to the Quakers because of the Quakers' demonstrated humanitarian interests. And together they convinced city council to deed some land so that they could open what was then known as the Friends Asylum for Colored Orphans, opened its doors in 1871.
Well, it evolved from that early history, and as you say, an organization still exists, though the original building does not.
That's right. A rich and oftentimes difficult history over the past 100 years or so. It has gone from an orphanage to an adoption agency to foster care to what it is today, a multi-service family and child welfare agency that provides a whole range of services from developmental child care to youth enrichment, music, and performing arts. And this is very important in this space of our community. It currently serves 3,500 people a year in areas of disproportionate need. Just by comparison, Peter Paul Development Center, which is a leading example of success and in excellence in this space, serves an order or two magnitude less than that. So this is a profoundly important organization today, as it was over 100 years ago.
And what, again, is the name of the organization? I'm sure it's not familiar to a lot of people.
That's right. Today, it's known as the Friends Association for Children. It hosts a community lunch once a month where anybody interested in their cause can come in and meet the children, hear them perform, hear about the history and mission of the organization. In fact, the next meeting is May 19th, if anybody wants to put it on their calendar. They host recitals and other events over the course of the year, and but for a historical marker that Department of Historic Resources put up in 2008, I dare say no one would recognize the space for its powerful history and importance to our community. But to me, the history is one of success against all odds.
Any final thoughts before time runs out?
Just to say that the music you're about to hear seemed particularly apropos, Circle of Friends.
All right. Thanks to Brooks Smith, Rediscovering Richmond.
See you.